Texas 36. So, Bezalel and Oholiab and all the skilled people were set aside to work, and Yahweh gave them wisdom and understanding to do it. So Moses summoned them to come and do the work, and all of those whose hearts were moved, same phrase as before, all those who lifted their hearts, and they took contributions while the people continued to offer, and they took the contribution, so they came and they took all the stuff people had already contributed, while the people continued to offer morning by morning. And all the craftsmen, one by one, told Moses that the people were bringing more than they needed. And so Moses told them to stop. Isn't that a problem that churches wish they had? But this is an incredible level of generosity prompted by the Spirit in their hearts. Not through convincing, not through twisting their arm or playing on their emotions. They saw what God was doing, and they responded. And that's all it should take. I mean, Moses did tell them, this is what we want to build, this is what we're doing. So go home and think about it. Pray about it. I urge you, lift up your hearts. But he didn't say, do it right now, while you're in the moment. And then they came back. And those that had lifted up their hearts, and those that were moved, they're the ones who brought what they had, or made something to bring. And all the skilled craftsmen, the wise of heart, built the dwelling place. And then it says that that Bezalel made all of these things. But he was the one in charge of it, and they all made all of these things, which is why it says all of them built the dwelling place, and Bezalel made, and then lists out all of the things. And it lists about a good bit of detail, but as far as I can tell, they're the same detail that Moses got when he was up on the mountain. The curtains and clasps, tent coverings and upright planks and crossbeams and veils and screens, etc. And they were prepared for the work. Good work. And they had been prepared because they had been doing good work this whole time. These are the people that had been building and updating the tents. These are the people that had been making and selling curtains and coverings for people's tents as they were wandering through the desert. These are the people that had been highly paid in Egypt to do good work. God doesn't have a low view of work. You shouldn't either. I shouldn't. I don't think I do, though. I really enjoy, I mean, I have my days, but I really enjoy a hard challenge that requires a group of people to huddle around, try things, figure stuff out, to solve a problem. And based on this, based on other things that I've read in Scripture, I think that God has a high view of work as well. It's using creativity and ingenuity and design, highly skilled crafts, technical work, to bring order, to bring peace, to help people organize better, to help people live better lives, to point people ultimately to Jesus. In Revelation, we've got the people from all nations bringing their crafts and putting them before Yahweh on the throne, which means that they're doing good work, which means that there's still more order to be had, more reigning and ruling to be done, to expand into this world and care for it and make it reflect and honor God. And there's nothing in there that says God's going to snap his fingers and make everything perfect all at once. That's not how That's not the pattern that he works in. And here we've got these guys all working hard with their skills that they have to build the dwelling place of God among them.